Thursday, 10 December 15 broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Of course, that's by His marvelous grace. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. And I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We are in this great text in Isaiah chapter 58 concerning raising up the foundations for many generations and repairing the breach and restoring the paths to dwell in. Oh my, and that we rebuild the old waste places. We left off in the book of Ezra on our last broadcast as the preachers, Haggai and Zechariah, began preaching after the work of God had been stopped, and the men of God began to build, and then, of course, they were confronted, and this question was asked of them, who gave you permission to do this? Who told you to do this? Who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Father, bless us now with thy word, and we'll thank thee for it in Jesus' name. Amen. A corresponding question would that be, who gave you commandment to preach? Who gave you commandment to pray? Who gave you a commandment to lead these precious folks to Christ and to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord? The question needed answered in Ezra's day, and that question needs answered in our day. Well, we find that the question would be answered. Remember that Artaxerxes had the work shut down simply because he had not checked back in the scrolls to see that Cyrus had indeed issued a government proclamation that the house of God be rebuilt. So many things happen. God's people suffer so much because of a lack of a knowledge of the foundation that we have, that is the foundation of the Word of God and the foundation of the Constitution of the United States. And remember Psalm 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Dear friend, when you remove the Word of God and for civil liberties you remove the Constitution of the United States, then we're just a nation adrift. We're like a ship without a rudder, without a sail, just drifting with the tides. And sure enough, we will hit the rocks sooner or later. And I think we are now beginning to feel the rocks of God's judgment because we have forsaken His word, and as a country, we have also abandoned the Constitution that I believe that God gave us. No, the Constitution is not inspired like the Bible is inspired, but I do believe that America is a nation that God raised up. It was settled by people who desired to worship and to serve Him. Well, the enemies of God came. They said, who told you to build this? And so they sent this letter over to Artaxerxes, and now things are going to be done as they should be done. Let's pick up our text again, and we'll move on. We're in Ezra chapter 5. Then ask we, these are the enemies, of course, then ask we those elders and said unto them thus, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We ask their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were chief of them. If you're with me in your Bible, I'm in Ezra chapter 5, and now verse 11. Now listen to verse 11, dear friend. Thus they returned answer, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away unto Babylon. But, thank God for this but. In my Bible, I've got this but underlined. I've got it circled. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. And the vessels also of gold and of silver, the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon and they were delivered unto one whose name was Sheshbazzar, whom he had made governor, and said, Take these vessels, go, carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be builded in its place. They said, We have got the authority because God, the God of heaven, and I've got this underlined in my Bible also, He is a God not only of heaven, but thank God He's a God of earth as well. In verse 11, And thus they returned us answer, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth. Now, let's get back over to verse 17. Now, therefore, if it seem good to the king, let there be a search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so, that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of God at Jerusalem, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning the matter. Let me just hesitate for just a moment. Here, if we would learn this one great lesson and put it to practice, if we would go back to our foundations, remember, we are preaching about raising up the foundations of many generations. We are preaching about the danger. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to go back to the precious Word of God and find that there is our authority to preach, to win, to serve God, and go back to the Constitution, not these rulings that have been made by ungodly judges and what have you, that have departed from the Constitution, but go back to the Bible, go back to the Constitution, and there we can find out where our liberty has been declared. First of all, our liberty comes from the Lord. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We know that our liberty comes from God, and we know that our forefathers have paid a great price for us to use this liberty. Now, then Darius the king, I'm in chapter 6 now, then Darius the king made a decree, and search was made in the house of rolls, or the house of the books, where the treasures were laid up in Babylon. Thank the Lord for this great procedure, for this progress. And in verse 2, there was found at Achmetha, in the palace that is in the province of the Medes, a roll, and therein was a record thus written, In the first year of Cyrus the king, the same Cyrus the king made a decree concerning the house of God at Jerusalem, Let the house be builded, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations thereof be strongly laid, the height thereof a 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 60 cubits, with 3 rows of great stones, and a row of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem, and brought them unto Babylon, be restored, and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now listen to this, we'll come back to this, God willing, on the next broadcast. Now therefore, Tatnai, governor beyond the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and your companions, the Apharsachites, these were the enemies of God, trying to stop the work of God. He said, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. I tell you, verse 7, let the work of this house of God alone, let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in his place. Moreover, I make a decree, what ye shall do to the elders of these Jews for the building of this house of God, that of the king's goods, even of the tribute beyond the river, forthwith expenses be given unto these men, that they be not hindered. Well, we've got to stop for today. God willing, we'll pick this up again tomorrow. See how God restored the foundations. The evidence was there. The letter from Cyrus was there. And dear friend, let us never forget, we have the authority of the precious Word of God to serve Him. And if you're fortunate enough to be from the United States of America, we have a constitutional basis for freedom to preach the Word of God and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I see it's time for us to close. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing, and please join us next broadcast if you can.